A dream come true. Already in his 70s, Grandpa still has a dream and has turned it into a reality. About 2 years ago, Grandpa said he wanted to have a house built in our home village, where he was planning to spend the last years with Grandma. Building a house without the government's permission is illegal. All the family were opposed to his idea, yet Grandpa set about pursuing his dream seriously. When Grandpa said he wanted his dream house built, he meant it. To establish an eye-catching structure, Grandpa begged his sons to teach him how to use some phone apps like TikTok to learn about the job. On his phone, he searched for a building style he wanted. When he finally showed the blueprint to us, we all thought it was impossible to be executed completely by himself. Of course, Grandpa would hire some workers to do the construction, but we believed the entire thing was simply too grand for someone in his 70s. It was not until 2 weeks after Grandpa had the first idea that the building started. Grandpa spared no effort and expense for his building project. He even got a loan from his sons, promising them a room upon the completion of the house. The building of the house didn't go as smoothly as Grandpa had expected. Sometime later, someone in the home village reported his private building project to the local government. Some officials from the government came over and investigated before they gave Grandpa a serious warning. Therefore, his building project had to stop, temporarily though. Almost at the same time, Grandpa was taken ill, either because he had tired himself too much, or because the government order had hurt him. After he was hospitalized, we all thought the building project shouldn't have begun at all in the first place. About 2 months later, Grandpa bounced back and was released from hospital. We all predicted that Grandpa would give up on his dream house. Contrary to our prediction, Grandpa started to visit the local government, asking them earnestly for a go-ahead to complete his dream house. With the help from family and friends, Grandpa finally got the official paper from the government. Thus, the construction of his dream house was resumed. Two months ago, the building of the house was brought to a finish. Following the local custom, Grandpa hosted a housewarming party where he invited family and friends over. The celebration lasted for 2 consecutive days. Smiles were all over Grandpa's face at the party. From the bottom of my heart, I truly admire Grandpa for having a dream and making it come true. As a teenager, I have no reason to do less.